With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced in a televised statement that he will recommend his cabinet adopt a ceasefire agreement with Lebanon's Hezbollah. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the U.S. has been the chief mediator in talks between Israel and Hezbollah.
Under this emerging agreement, Hezbollah would withdraw its forces to more than 20 miles away from the Israeli border. At the same time, Israel would pull out its ground forces from Lebanese territory. The agreement would be enforced by a committee of international mediators, as well as Lebanese government forces and UN international peacekeepers.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said he would present the ceasefire to cabinet ministers later today, setting the stage for an end to nearly 14 months of fighting. Americans' outlook on the economy improved modestly in November, lifted by expectations for lower inflation and more hiring. The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index ticked up to 111.7 from 109.6 in October. Also at SRNNews.com, a Senate committee taking aim at a barrage of fees being charged by airlines. Bob Agnew reports.
A Homeland Security subcommittee has issued a report that claims airlines are raking in large amounts of money by charging customers a la carte for a wide range of services that used to be included in the price of a ticket. The report names the three major carriers, American, United, and Delta, as well as low-cost airlines, Frontier and Spirit. The report comes just days before some 6 million Americans are expected to catch flights to holiday destinations. Bob Agner reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks have moved higher now. The Dow up 39 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 72 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian town is fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free." But the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. This is SRN News. Walmart has become the latest and biggest company to roll back its DEI policies.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a major list of corporations that have been under pressure by conservative activists. The company confirmed to the Associated Press that it'll better monitor its third-party marketplace items to make sure they don't feature sexual and transgender products aimed at minors. I'm Haya Panjwani.
State officials say the bird flu virus detected in a retail sample of raw milk from a dairy in Fresno, California. The sample obtained at a store tested positive November 21st during routine screening by Santa Clara County health officers. The dairy Raw Farm issued a voluntary recall for one batch of Cream Top, whole raw milk with a Best Buy date of November 27th. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.